Welcome into the Did You Know Show. Trevor Grady here with Noah Cassidy on this January 6th. Hope you guys have had a great Friday so far. It's time to take a look at some crazy facts that you might not have known before. You want to kick us off or you want me to?
I can go ahead and do one. Since you're from Ohio, correct? That's where you were born and raised?
Yep.
So, the Wright brothers.
Actually, not born. Want to quickly clarify that. Born in Florida, but lived in Ohio since I was about 5 years old.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, see, I guess you learn something every day. Yeah. Not just only on the Did You Know Show, but there I learned that myself also just now. All right, so in Ohio, that's where the Wright brothers are from.
Yep.
And so, did you know that the Wright brothers, before they made aviation history, they actually owned a bicycle shop in Western Ohio? So for the brothers to accomplish their dream and get into the aerodynamics and all that good stuff, they needed funding to be able to do these experiments and whatnot to be able to get this going. So in the 1800s, they actually first started out in a printing business, and they printed stuff for local newspapers and places like that. They also did a bicycle catalog. And so during this bicycle catalog, they really got into bicycling. They mountain biked. They got into some bike races, and so they really had a passion for bicycles.
Yeah.
And so they switched over. They started producing bicycles. They hand make 300 bicycles a year.
Wow.
And so after that, finally in, what was it, 1908, they abandoned the shop. They went full-time into their aerodynamic stuff, and they ended up making history. So a little side note on the bicycles, there are only 5 of them left in the entire world, and 2 are in their museum in Ohio.
Wow, that's crazy stuff. So they started in the bicycle industry, kind of that transportation, and they decided, hey, we want to take this off the ground, get up in the air.
Exactly.
That's crazy, and there's still a couple of those bicycles sticking around today. That's good stuff. All right, so my fact or whatnot for the Did You Know Show today is about the Rubik's Cube. Can you solve a Rubik's Cube?
I've done it once.
You have? Okay, yeah. Nice. Yeah, I can. I actually learned on a trip down to Georgia and playing AAU basketball back home. It was like a long, I don't know how long the drive was, 16, 17 hours. And one of my teammates knew how to, so we each got a Rubik's Cube, and he taught me on the drive. It's a lot of fun, obviously very challenging. But the fact here is, did you know there are 43 quintillion possible Rubik's Cube arrangements?
Quintillion.
Quintillion, which obviously I don't know what that number means, but that's whatever this would be. 7 times 6 is 42. 44 digits in a number gets to quintillion. That's how many different possible arrangements there can be on a Rubik's Cube. But actually, if a computer were to solve the Rubik's Cube, no matter what arrangement it's in, it could do it in 20 moves or less. Which is insane. Like, humans can't do that because they aren't computers. Like, they have to follow algorithms and whatnot. But if a computer were to solve it, they could do it. No matter how it's arranged, they could solve it in 20 moves or less.
In all those quintillion ways, every single one of them it could do in 20 moves.
Which I don't really understand how, but somehow they can find the most optimal move each time to get it done in 20 moves or less. Pretty crazy
That's
stuff.
That's insane.
Yeah. All right, so that'll do it for today's Did You Know Show. You learned a little bit about the Wright brothers and about the craziness of the Rubik's Cube. Thanks for tuning in today. Trevor Grady.
Noah Cassidy.
We'll see you guys on Monday.